I mean, well, you just got to keep winning. I mean, obviously, we got to prepare the right way, come out, you know, Wednesday with the mentality that we have to win the day. I think Coach made a great that was his message to us last week, was win the day. If you focus on winning today, tomorrow will take care of itself, and then eventually, you know, the game takes care of itself. So we have the same approach. We want to win every day going into the game and then just execute on Sunday. I think that'll be the biggest thing going forward for us.
I think overall, when you looked out there at practice, guys' legs looked a little fresher.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we're professional athletes, so if you give us some time to recover, I mean, you'll see guys getting that zip back. You know, obviously, we went on a nice little grind with training camp and then the four preseason games and the first three real games. You know, it kind of stinks getting the bye week early, but in our situation, it was actually a blessing in disguise because we had the injuries. But now guys got to really get their mindset for the long haul because this is, everyone knows it's a marathon, not a sprint. So everyone get their mind right to play 13 games all out.
You guys know what it takes, though, as a unit, though. I mean, you just did it against the Giants. How much do you take from that game into this week? And how much did you think about that over the bye week that you kind of know what it takes to get the job done?
Well, I mean, well, you got to think. If you look at our body of work over the I'm talking defensively, over the whole course of this 2013 season, we've been a pretty good group. So confidence-wise, I don't think obviously, you know, shutting somebody out, that's good. But, I mean, that's stuff that we know that we can do. Moving forward, we just got to do the things that got us to that point. We got to continue to prepare the same way, attack and be aggressive and study everything that they're doing and just put ourselves in the positions. You know, we put in a lot of hard work, like the play with Melvin. You know, I'm studying film. I see the formation, trap it. We have the trust and the communication that everyone just does their job and executes what the coaches trust us to do. That is us. You know, what you saw against the Giants, man, if we do that every game, we can put those types of scores up every single game. So it's just a matter of us believing in one another and going out and doing our job. We did not do anything special against the Giants. We just had a great week of practice, and everyone just finally put it together, and it showed what a complete team effort and what a complete team we can be.
Do you have any insight on Carson Palmer?
A little bit. I just know some things, like if he sees matchups and whatnot where he wants to try to throw the ball. He's a real big timing quarterback, so if we can knock some timing off, I believe he'll struggle a little bit. But Carson's been doing this for such a long time, and the thing I learned from him, he's a true professional, extremely hard worker, and how he prepares and studies and things like that. So Carson, I mean, he's been doing it a long time. We got to come out with the mindset that, you know, we got to take the ball away. I think our secondary is we're young and everyone's so competitive. You know, we call ourselves the ball hawk, so we always trying to get the ball. Carson's going to give us opportunities because he believes in his matchup. So, you know, our young corners, Melvin, Dockery, those guys, JT, you know, they already know the ball's going to be in the air going deep to 11, and we got to make plays.